All right, welcome back to MythBusters, or to myth number 153. Today's topic will be the use of glow-in-the-dark items on Shabbos, glow sticks, glow-in-the-dark toys. Is that a violation of Tzoveh? Is that usser to bring one of these items into a dark room for the express purpose of seeing it glow on Shabbos? The reason I'm thinking about this is that we recently, for parent-child learning, ordered glow-in-the-dark bouncy balls that are going to be giving out on Shabbos. So I guess I'm giving it away that it is okay. But the question will be why. So stay tuned to figure out why it's not a problem of Tzoveh, of coloring on Shabbos. I didn't see this question discussed directly in the postgame, but there's a very similar, pretty well-known question that's discussed in the postgame. And this appears to be the exact same concept and seemingly permissible for the same exact reason. Okay, so just to get into it, the malacha of Tzoveh, of coloring on Shabbos, is one of the 39 malachos, one of the things they did in the Mishkan. And that is usher, but there are three levels to this malacha. Level number one is tzvia shel kayama, which is a permanent type of coloring. That's usher mida oraisa. That's, you know, painting a wall, painting a picture. That's permanent, so it's going to be usher mida oraisa. That's regular coloring. Level number two is eino shel kayama. If it's a temporary coloring, that is only going to be usher mida rabbanan. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says, tzvia shel kayama, the truth is Rambam thinks this is true for all malachos. Anything which is eino shel kayama, only temporary, is going to be only usher midrabbanan on Shabbos. All right, we don't do the rabbanans either, but it does lower it down a level, and sometimes there's more kulas when, always, there are going to be, you know, more available kulas when something is only midrabbanan as opposed to d'oraisa. What does it mean to be temporary? So there are two examples of being temporary. Rav Ribiat and the Lamed Tes Malachos quotes both of these. He says, number one, it would be if it's going to fade away on its own in just a short amount of time. It's hard to know exactly what a short amount of time means, in a couple hours, in a couple days, but let's just call it a couple hours. If it's going to fade away on its own a couple hours, so that would be eino shel kayama and only asur midrabbanan. Number two is even if it won't fade away on its own, but it's so easily removed, that is also eino shel kayama. An example of that would be to take a dry erase marker and color on the whiteboard. So you don't even need an eraser. You could literally take your hand and just smudge it out. That's eino shel kayama. If I were to color or paint on a piece of paper, you would need whiteout or something to get rid of it. So here, that's asur midoraisa. But if it's something which is so easily removed, it's only going to be asur midrabbanan because it's eino shel kayama. So those are the first two levels. Permanent is asur midoraisa. Temporary, with its two different definitions, is going to be asur midrabbanan. But there is a third level, and that is what the post can refer to as eino shel kayama klal. Basically, for lack of a better term, super temporary. It is so super temporary that it's not a violation of Tzoveh at all. It's completely mutter. One example, a little bit of a weird one, but I think it highlights the point, is if I were to like pinch my own cheeks, this is the example of Ribiat gives, or pinch somebody else's cheeks, you know, a little kid, oh, let me come pinch your cheeks. And it causes the cheek to redden when you pinch it, but it will go back very quickly to its regular skin color. So that is not Tzoveh at all. It's not, oh, it's only us and midrabbanan. No, it's completely mutter because it's eino shel kayama klal. It's super temporary. There is another exception to the halacha of to the malacha of Tzoveh, and that, together with this idea of super temporary, is a factor in the leniency for certain types of makeup on Shabbos. Because otherwise, you know, if it's permanent or no makeup's permanent, but even if it's that second category, it would still be asur midrabbanan on Shabbos. But all right, I'm getting sidetracked here. So we'll stick to our topic. This is a third level. Eino shel kayama klal, super temporary, would be mutter legamre in terms of tzviya on Shabbos. So with that background, let's look at a case that the postgame did discuss, not glow-in-the-dark toys, but what I will call, to borrow a phrase from Rav Rosenzweig, the parallel opposite, which I think sheds light, no pun intended maybe, on our topic. So that is the photo gray, or transition lenses, as they're referred to. Is that usher on Shabbos? If you have the lenses, the glasses, that when you walk out into the sun, they become sunglasses. They become dark to protect your eyes from the sun. Is that Tzoveh? Is that usher to take such glasses? Not that these glasses are, but keep pointing to them. Would it be usher to take such glasses out into the sun on Shabbos, knowing that you're going to color them by causing them to become darker? So if Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe Chela Gimelsim and Memhei says no, there's no isser because of Tzoveh, it's completely mutter to wear these glasses on Shabbos. He gives his own reasons, one of them being that it's not really Tzoveh at all, it's just creating a shade, which isn't coloring. But Rav Ribiat, who quotes this Igros Moshe, his understanding is basically what I was just saying before, eino shel kayama klal, that it is so super temporary or to put it another way, there's no inherent existence to the darkness, to that coloration when you go out into the sun, because the minute you walk into the shade, it's gone. There's no inherent existence to that color. Therefore, he says, it's mutter, it's not a violation of tefillah, even if you stand in the sun for 10 hours. So how can you call that an initial claim of clause? But it's not lit. The color is only a reflection or a result of the sunlight hitting it. That's what Rav Biat says is Einoshel Kayama Klal. It's nothing. And therefore, it would not be usser to wear those glasses out in the sun on Shabbos. So I think the parallel opposite would be in this case. The glow in the dark is this, again, it's the same thing, just the opposite. The minute you bring it into the dark room, yes, it does glow up as opposed to like shading up in the sun, but there's no inherent existence to that coloration. It is merely the impact of being in a darker environment. In the same way that the sunglasses or these glasses would be mutter in the sun, so too these items should be mutter in the dark, even though they would glow up.